when one of your riders has an injury, you know, like Wildenhall's did, it can knock the stuffing, you know, out of the team, and I'm sure that, you know, that had an effect. But I think I was expecting a much tougher match. Mm. I really was. Now, whether it was really, you know, that injury and it, as you say, knocked the stuffing out of them, or whether our lads were really fired up for it, which I knew they were fired up for it. But a good meeting, a few crashes. Thank goodness, you know, there's no long-term injury, because the one in Heat 14, that was an horrific crash as well. But, you know, both the lads got up and walked away.
Yes, and that's always good to hear. People will be glad to hear that. It does seem, and watching a bit of National League racing over the last few years, the overall standard has come up to the sense that, you know, you're going to be pushed every time. And I think Cradley would say the same. 2 or 3 years ago, they were winning meetings 60 points on a regular basis. And now you can't assume you're going to do that.
Yeah, and we shouldn't do.
No.
And I don't want to. You know, we're in the entertainment business, you know, and I like, as a promoter, you know, close matches. But what can I do?
Yes.
I can't say to two riders, we're too good, I'm sacking you.
No.
Maybe, you know, people could say, oh, yeah, well, you know, you're winning, but you've got a lot of old hands in and, you know, all this. But
we are
the ethos of what the league is.
Yeah.
And I've got seven young riders that want to go out there and ride their speedway bikes. They never know when they're beaten, as was proven tonight when we wasn't making the starts. But, you know, I like close. And the other thing I've got to say, it costs their own promotion more money with the expensive, you know, of winning by big scores. But I'm not going to deter, and I'm not going to mention it to the riders. I want them to go out there. I want them to enjoy their racing. But most importantly, I want them to improve as speedway riders. And when you look tonight, for example, you know, Tom Bacon started the season on a 4.
Yes.
He's a 7. Daniel Hume started on a 3. They're all improving.
Yes.
And it's great to see,
yeah.
You know, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, I think that it's the standard of the league is pulling up at the same time. Do you see the top 4 at the moment? I mean, there's quite a lot of meetings to run. Some teams have got really quite a lot of meetings to squeeze in. But the top 4 are starting to pull away and look like they might be the final 4.
Well, I don't know who them 4 are,
well,
but...
You and Eastbourne, Kent and Cradley.
I would disagree. I think what you will find between now and the end, speedway is not a predictable sport. And whatever you think is going to happen, rest assured it never happens. I think it's fair to say, at the moment, and I emphasise at the moment, it would look like ourselves, Kent and Eastbourne. I hope Cradley get through. I genuinely want Cradley to qualify. Because if we finish top, rest assured, we would put Cradley, and what two hell of a speedway meetings that would be. But like I say, there's a lot of banana skins between now and the end of the season, and I think Bellevue might have something to say about that. I think Kings Lynn could have something to say about that. Because, you know, in this sport, you only need one, two injuries, you know, and things can turn around dramatically. So it's not a foregone conclusion, them 4. As I say, there could be a few banana skins.